محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. Through this blessed gathering, I would like to say a few words, taking opportunity to understand the religion and the message of Huzur Ghause Pak Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. I would just like to explain two verses of Holy Quran. In Surah Noor, the Surah number 24 of Holy Quran, verse number 19, Allah Almighty has said, what should we not spread? Hame kin cheezon ko nahi phailana chahiye? What should we be spreading and what should we not be spreading? Kin cheezon ko phailana chahiye, kin cheezon ko nahi phailana chahiye? If you listen this attentively, you will be amazed by the message of the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those people who like spreading immorality among believers. أَن تَشِيَ, spreading immorality. الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, among the believers. وہ لوگ جو چاہتے ہیں کہ لوگوں میں فحاشی کو پھیلائیں. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, for them there is torment and punishment. Fid dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the life hereafter. Very simple verse, but you focus on this word antashia. If you go deeper in this word, spreading, it means spreading by using every mean. Fahashi phailana har tarike se. If you focus on this word, it will mean that you spread immorality, immodesty, bad things by using your every means of communication. So we are doing the same thing. We are part of spreading immorality among our family members, among our society, in our city. Allah Rabbul Izzat ne Quran Pak mein irshad farmaya ki jo log fahashi ko phailate hain, antashiya ka lafz agar gaur kare, phailana, aur is tarah phailana ki wo burai har jagah phail jaye. Aaj hum burai phailate hain aur har tarika istemal karte hain. The evil forces are very active. Earlier there used to be VCR cassettes, then CDs, floppies, DVDs, dish antennas. They are very active in spreading their message of hatred and enmity, spreading the message of immorality. You would be amazed, in this place, in this city, I was sitting with some children, they were playing, and they were talking about two cricket teams in Pakistan. They were saying today's match of Multan Sultan Karachi Kings. I was amazed that he is belonging to this city, this country, Malawi, and he is knowing from where I belong, which country I belong. So how is it possible? I don't know this thing and he is knowing this thing. So this means that evil forces are spreading their message and we are part of them. We are toy. We are spreading their message. But we are not so active in spreading the message of Islam. So Allah Almighty has said that those who like spreading the message of immorality, for them there will be punishment in this world and in the world hereafter. So we have to pledge ourselves. Hame koshish karni chahiye ki hum fahashi ko na phailaye balki mohabbat ko phailaye. Huzur Ali Sallallahu Salam ki mohabbat ko phailaye. Deen ka prachar kare. Ye kya baat hai ki hamare maashre mein, hamare gharon mein behayai badhti ja rahi hai. For the same purpose Allah Almighty has said, innal ladina yuhibbuna, those who like spreading immorality among the believers. So we are spreading the immorality. We are doing the same thing. If you go to the wedding ceremonies, those people who attend Maulid Mahfils, those people who attend Gyarvi Sharif, we try our level best in supplicating Allah, we try our level best in reciting Khatme Qadriya Sharif. But when we attend their wedding ceremonies, there is all type of Hindu dances, Hindu songs, and sometimes songs sung by Christians. Their wedding ceremonies are unlikely of Muslim gatherings. Why is it? We are following Khatme Qadriya Sharif. We are celebrating Mila Sharif. But when we go in our homes, our children are watching movies. We are part of spreading immorality. Our ladies are talking very freely to strangers. Agar phone ache ghar mein, bilfars, koi jo naam Salim hai, Salim hai, na Salim baat hone, aaye ki ho, bade ghar mein khairiyat hai, bade kuro hai, aaye acho hota ghar mein khelne. If someone is a relative far behind, he calls at his home, a lady from our home picks the phone and this guy is saying that Salim is at home, he is at home. So the lady replies, oh, he is not at home, But how are you? So long you have not come at our home. So why she is asking so question? Obviously, there is no evil thought. कोई बुराई का इम्कान नहीं है. But we don't know whom should we talk and whom should we not talk. We haven't understood the message of the Quran. In the Quran, you will be amazed. Ya nisa al-nabiyyi lastunna ka ahadi minan nisa in ittaqaytunna fala tahdana bil qawl. O wives of Prophet, you are unlike the other ladies. And when you talk, you should not be polite to someone. Talk very strict, in a strict way. Through this verse of the Holy Quran, all scholars of the Islam have said, when somebody, a stranger, for whom there is parda, he knocks at your house and he says, Salim bhai, nahin, jai yahan se. The lady should be strict. Oh, nahin. There should be no politeness in her voice. Why? فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. I am reading the Holy Quran. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Your ladies, O Prophet, should not be polite. Why? فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. Those people in whose heart is the evil, they would be tempted. They would be thinking evil. And we do not like that the wives of the Prophet, there should be evil temptations in somebody's heart. And the ladies should not be polite. They should be strict. Therefore, in Bahar-e Shariat, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, the father of Muhaddis Kabir Ziaul Mustafa Azmi Sahib, his father has mentioned in his book, when someone knocks at your house, ki fulan shakhs hai, nahi hai, kya kaam hai aapko, jai, theek hai. He should not be saying other words. She should be strict when talking to strangers. But we see in our families, in our gathering, our adults, the intermingling with other genders, this has destroyed us. Our listening to music, watching movies, we should curb. What should we be doing? We should be spreading the religion of Islam. We should be spreading the love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can we curb this immorality? In hadith, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Har mazhab ki ek pehchan hoti hai. Hamare mazhab ki pehchan sharm o haya hai." There is identity of every religion. And the identity of our religion is modesty and chastity.
Subhanallah.
Every religion has identity, but identity of our religion is modesty and chastity. Therefore, the same reason, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala used to say, I was not a Muslim, but when I have accepted Islam, and when I had seen the sight of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since then, I promise, I can assure you, I have never seen the face of a stranger lady. उस्मान गनी उस टू शेर के जब से मैंने इस्लाम कबूल किया है और ये निगाहें मेरी जब से मुस्तफा करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के चेहरे पर गई हैं खुदा की कसम उस दिन से इन आंखों ने कभी ना महरम औरत को ही नहीं देखा. दिस वाज द वे, दिस वाज द मॉडेस्टी एंड चेस्टिटी दे यूज्ड टू प्रैक्टिस. एंड व्हाई व्हेन वी सी इन आवर सोसाइटी वी यूज्ड टू वेरी फ्री. ओके, व्हेन समबडी इज वर्किंग इन अ शॉप दे से टू अस मौलाना इट इज अ big test for us when we are discussing, when we are selling our products. Okay, it is test for you when you are in your shop, in your offices, going to banks and outside. But it is not a test for you when you are at home. When you are at home, there is no test for you. But why you are watching movies? Why you are watching Indian dramas? Why you are watching films? Why you are listening to music? When you are going to wedding ceremonies, you should not be going. If there is intermingling of sexes, you should not be going, because Allah Almighty has said, "Inna alladhina yuhibbuna," those who like spreading immorality among the believers, for them there will be punishment in this world and in the world hereafter. We should be thinking earlier. There was no hygiene. 200 years back, there was no hygiene like this in today's world. But today we have all hygienic measures with us. We are using shampoos. We are using every type of things. But in spite of that, the diseases are increasing. Every year we are listening fungus and viruses and infections, new type of diseases. Why? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those who are spreading immorality, they will suffer in this world and in the world hereafter. 500 years back, there was no cancer. A young person, adult person, will never face diabetes and cholesterol 500 years back. There was no cancer, there was no thalassemia, there was no tension, hypertension. People never used medicine, they used herbs. But now an adult person is using medicine. Why? Because we have been engrossed daily in listening to music, other things. So if we are true Muslims, we should be avoiding this. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, जब अल्लाह ताला किसी कौम को तबाह करना चाहता है तो उससे शर्म व हया को छीन लेता है. When Allah intends and wills that a nation should be destroyed, He takes away the morality of that nation. Then the nation become immoral, immodest. So we should be thinking, we should be curbing and eliminating all those elements which are creating immorality in our youth. We should be looking at their mobiles. We should be watching our ladies. We should be talking to them. What, for example, what would be the environment of that house when a father is sitting in his house and he is saying, "Jab kabar andheri mein ghabraunga main tanha." What would be the environment? What would be the environment and feelings of that lady and the child when a father, after eating in the house, he is praying to Almighty Allah, "Jab kabar andheri mein ghabraunga main tanha." How that his children can be immoral and immodest? Jis ghar mein khane ke baad hafte mein ek dafa baap agar yun dua mange Rasool Pak ki bargah mein, "Jab kabar andheri mein ghabraunga main tanha." And when I am alone in the night of the grave, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want your attention in that special moment when I will be alone in the grave. I seek your attention, I seek your help, so you may help me with Allah's blessing. When this verse is being recited, or the Holy Quran or the Naat is being recited, ab mujhe batao us ghar mein beshabi behai kaise ho sakti hai jis ghar mein Allah aur uske rasool ka naam liya jata hai. So we should be the part of not spreading immorality, but we should be spreading the message of Islam. One person, very good person amongst us, he told me that our society is very limited in Limbi. We are a people of Meman people, he said, or Asian people. We are just 1,000. We are just 1,000. So, focusing on his thing, I am surprised, although the hall is full, but if we can try. Now the gathering is here, I have counted, is approximately 155 out of 1,000. So it is approximately 10%. If we are true devotees and disciples and followers of Huzur Ghaus-e Pak, and we read this Khatme Qadriya Sharif Qasida Ghausiya, in one place Huzur Ghaus-e Pak has said, "Biladullahi mulki tahta hukmi, I am so powerful that all cities of the world are under my control." Biladullahi mulki, all cities of this world are under my control. If we are true followers of Huzur Ghaus-e Pak, we should be saying this country is under our control. Because we are follower of Huzur Ghaus-e Pak. Agar hum Huzur Ghaus-e Pak se mohabbat karte hain, Huzur Ghaus-e Pak farmate hain ki tamam Allah ke shahar, biladullahi mulki, tamam Allah ke shahar, ye meri milkiyat hai, ye sare mere hukum ke tabe hain. To hum bhi koshish kar, hum kahe bhai ye shahar nahi to kam az kam ye town to hamare kabu mein hai, aur humne mohabbat aisi phailai hai, aur yahi Huzur Ghaus-e Pak ka tareeqa hai. When Huzur Ghaus-e Pak radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu started delivering his message of love and peace, started spreading the Islam, first there was a small library in a small room. The message started spreading, and then it got filled. Then he purchased another building. Then he purchased another building. Then all buildings were filled. Then he used to go outside in the hall. The hall got filled, and then the another hall got filled. Huzur Ali Sallallahu Sallam jab Huzur Ghaus-e Pak jab takreer farmate, mere ek chota kamra tha, wo mukammal ho gaya. फिर बराबर की बिल्डिंग खरीदी, वो भी मुकम्मल. फिर वो बिल्डिंग आप तकरीर फरमा रहे हैं, आसपास की बिल्डिंगें, इमारतें, सब घर मुकम्मल हो गए. फिर आपने कहा हमें मैदान में जाना चाहिए, मैदान भी मुकम्मल भर गया. फिर आपने कहा बड़े मैदान में जाना चाहिए, वो बड़ा मैदान भी मुकम्मल हो गया. और मजमे में 70,000 पीपल यूज टू बी देयर एट दैट टाइम 1,000 ईयर्स बैक. नाउ इफ वी फोकस ऑन आवर गैदरिंग्स, मेनी पार्ट्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड आवर स्कॉलर्स आर कमिंग इन द होम इन द महफिल. 10 years back, 50 people. After 10 years, 40 people. We are not active in spreading the message of Islam. So if we want to work properly today, if there are 155, okay, next month, inshallah, 170, 180. So there is progress. After 10 years, we will say, okay, our generation, coming generation, is in safe hands. And after 5 years, there is 500, 600, 700. We are rich of resources. People over here are abundant in resources. If we try, we can spread the message of peace and love and Huzur Ghaus-e Pak message to every part of this country and the world. If the people, football teams throughout the world, we are watching them here, why our activities are not watched throughout the world? Why our message, our speeches, our students are not being watched throughout the world? We can just try. Allah Ta'ala may help us. Huzur alayhi salatu salam, regarding him, his modesty, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat has said, "Neechi neechi nazron ki sharm o haya par durud." ऊंची बीवी की रफत पे लाखों सलाम. He says that हुजूर अलैहिस्सलाम की नजरें ऐसी थी, कोई ये नहीं कह सकता हुजूर के जमाने में कि प्यारे आका अलैहिस्सलाम ने कभी निगाह उठा के किसी औरत को देखा हो. This was the modesty and character of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah bless our families, our adults, our women. The same modesty should be adopted. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mustafa jaan rehmat kala.